Nuclear attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Wednesday, October 22nd, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, remind you what the Patriot Voice Radio Network is. Of course, the radio station 97.7 FM WCHY based out of Sheboygan, Michigan. We also have two websites and two phone apps. So if you're ever traveling outside of the listening area, you can then switch over to the website or the phone app based on whether you're listening to this show or the music, which starts at noon. This show, of course, yourdefendingfathers.com is the website dedicated to the show, as well as the free TuneIn app, capital T, capital I, one word. Download the free app, then search for WYPV, where your Patriot Voice. The radio station's website, which broadcasts this show 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, then switches over to music, is the call letters, WCHY.US. So if you have the ability to open up a website on your phone and you're traveling in your vehicle has Bluetooth capabilities, you can simply go to the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, hit the play button, or you can click on podcasts and listen on demand. If you missed the first hour today, for example, just go to the website, click on podcasts, and you're all set. You can listen to hour one, segment one, hour one, segment two. Same with the TuneIn app. However, it doesn't have the podcasts. It does have the stream playing, repeating the show every day from 9 to noon live, first hour 9 to 10, repeats at noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., midnight, and for the bakers baking the bread and the donuts, 3 a.m. tomorrow morning. And then, of course, today's show will repeat early from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., and then we're back here live. The app, like Officer Rick listens to every day, he likes the simple radio app for the radio station, because after my show, he likes listening to the music. It's of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, on the app, Simple Radio. It's two words. When you download Simple Radio, open it and then search for the call letters. WCHY. And you'll be able to hear this show live 9 to noon, as well as tomorrow morning from 6 to 9, But at 12 noon, we start the music. Now, Vicky and I made the decision to go with this genre, this programming, because based on the age group average of our listening area, the music causes you to have memories. As soon as you hear a song, it triggers memories. Takes you back to where you were when you were going to school, maybe perhaps when you were first married, when you first started your business, your kids were born, whatever. Well, triggering those memories help delay dementia, Alzheimer's, and other mental health issues for seniors. It's even helpful for younger people because now they're hearing music they never heard before. So that's why we went with the music we did, and we appreciate you knowing about the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Second segment, hour number two. Well, the speaker, Matt Hall, and oh, by the way, many of you out there, especially you Tea Party patriots from 2009-2010, participated in a lot of our events we held around the state of Michigan back then. Remember our Patriot brother, Gary Glenn. Loved Gary, great guy, taught me confrontational politics. He taught me so many things politically that I had no idea about. Impacted my life tremendously. Well, as many of you know, Gary died from cancer, and his wife, Annette Glenn, actually ran for his state House seat and won, served in the House, and then tried to run for the state Senate. Well, had a conversation with her last night and found out that she's actually working with the Speaker, Matt Hall, down in Lansing. Many of the positions, policies that he's taken is being greatly influenced by Annette Glenn. Very strong, fiscal conservative, Christian conservative. Love Annette. She's great. Well, I think this next MERS story has some Annette Glenn influence in it. The House Speaker's office signaled yesterday that they're shooting down the Senate bills that are coming to the House chamber that would increase certain hunting and fishing license costs dead on arrival, DOA. Spokesperson for the House Speaker, I love this guy's name. This is one of the best Italian names. This is even better than Pasquale Battaglia. Gideon D'Alessandro. Gideon D'Alessandro. Spokesperson for House Speaker Matt Hall said, not happening, not moving. Yesterday afternoon, after the Senate voted out Senate bills 276 and Senate bills 277. One introduced by Democrat Senator John Cherry of Flint. The other, the rhino piece of garbage Republican John Bum, B-U-M, Bumstead. Actually, should use a hyphenated name. Bum-Stead. Republican of North Muskegon. Don't like that guy. He's not a Republican. You should have changed parties a year ago. Thank God for term limits. Bye-bye, Johnny. You're done in next year's election. Don't have to deal with this idiot anymore. Under legislation proposed by Democrat Cherry and Rhino Bumstead, residents would pay $100. Currently, they're being charged $75 for a combination hunt and fish license, covering the required base licenses for hunters, providing two deer licenses and an all-species fishing license. For out-of-state hunters, they wanted to go from $265 up $90. $355 for a combination hunt fishing license. Base licenses for hunters will go from 10 to 15 for Michiganders and from 150 to 200 for non-residents. Okay, so basically these Democrats and Rhino Bumstead basically want to kill hunting and fishing in the state of Michigan. If you're going to be from an outside state, like let's say Kentucky, Tennessee, you love coming to northern Michigan, you love our white-tailed deer, because basically they don't have almost any compared to what we have. You're not going to pay $355 for a combination hunt fishing license. And for just hunting alone, you're not going to go from 150 to 200. Finally, it's going to come to a breaking point. You say, you know what? We'll go to Iowa. They've got some great white-tailed deer there. We'll hunt somewhere else. State Senator Michelle Hidanga, Republican of Manton, a hunter herself, was successfully able to attach amendments to the Senate bills, essentially instructing the Michigan Natural Resource Commission to examine the state standards for deer baiting. You guys want to increase the fees? Well, you got to change deer baiting. Some rural Michiganders have argued that today's baiting bans designed to halt the spread of chronic wasting disease, CWD, among interacting deer up north is way too overbearing. Bumstead, in trying to justify the bills, says, if we don't maintain at least what we have, you're going to get fewer and fewer people enjoying the outdoors. This is basically just maintaining what we have. It's not. Maintaining what you have, you idiot, is keeping the prices the same. You're increasing the prices. You're not basically maintaining what we have. See, you see how stupid some of these politicians are? Bumstead is a perfect example of an idiot. It basically lied to his constituents there in North Muskegon to get elected, claiming that he was a fiscal conservative Republican, when in fact, he's a rhino Democrat. Thank God for term limits. Go back to the private sector. Have a nice day. Have never had any use for this guy ever. And he hates Trucker Randy, just so you know. While advocating for the legislation on the Senate floor, the Democrat Cherry described the Department of Natural Resources as overseeing depleting funds for their nature conservation, which totally depends on license purchases. For example, he said the recent budget needed to include $2.8 million one-time payment to help the DNR with its fish hatchery system. If we hadn't done that in January, fish would have been moved from the hatchery to the landfill because the department couldn't afford the cost of the feed for the hatcheries. The bills also solve issues surrounding deer management. Oh, which they have done such an excellent job of doing, managing the deer herd. Oh my God, I'm getting a headache from this story. Deer management, by providing a variety of tools to increase antlerless harvest, meaning shooting the does, particularly in southern Michigan, reducing the costs for farmers who are facing damages to their crops. Well, just to give you a comparison, neighboring Wisconsin, non-residents pay $200 for deer hunting fees. These idiots wanted to raise it from $265 to $355, almost double what Wisconsin charges. Illinois, $304 for either sex, bucks or does. Indiana, $240. They're lower than us already, and these guys wanted to go to almost $400. Well, today's bills received scrutiny from Northern Michigan Senator Ed McBroom up in the 38th western part of the UP. He viewed these bills as granting the DNR's request for more money, despite it being plagued with mismanagement and scandal after scandal. McBroom said on the Senate floor, this department has a history of hiding money. Yet, here we are. Give us more money. We need more money so we can send more people out in the woods to prosecute some guy who finally got a day off from work, sets up his blind, and then the DNR shows up and blast at him with a megaphone. Did you hear about that? You know what? When I heard that the DNR officers were out in the woods using megaphones, what does that do to the deer? When they hear some idiot squawking on a megaphone, what do? They run. You know what? I'd grab that megaphone, throw it on the ground, and shoot it. Blowing it to smithereens. Take a baseball bat. Do something. Megaphones in the woods. He said one Youper resident described a DNR officer sneaking onto his property by bicycle, not wearing a uniform, and installing trail cams, allegedly after the property owner mocked the DNR, paid for by his own personal local radio ads. The guy bought some radio ads to mock the DNR. The guy rides a bicycle to sneak onto the guy's property and put up trail cams. Well, you know what I'm doing with those trail cams from a distance? Yep. Getting out the buckshot. Powderizing those trail cams on my property? Unbelievable. On top of it, McBroom talked about the DNR ticketing households with bird feeders lower than 9 feet off the ground. Remember Ken Borton, his snowman cam? That was one of the main reasons Ken Borton ran for county commissioner and then became a state rep, to get rid of those stupid laws and regulatory rules by the DNR. In addition, McBroom talked about the DNR testing pigs to determine if they were legal and scheduling to kill domesticated coyotes and fawns because of missed application deadlines. I can't believe we're doing this today, giving more money to this department that's out there doing such a terrible job in this state, McBroom said. They have no faith, no confidence for sportsmen and women around the state. People are up to their ears in frustration. Well, here are the good guys that stood up against these Senate bills. Thomas Albert Lowell, Joseph Bellini of Monroe, John DeMoose from Harbor Springs, Roger Hawk from Union Township, Mark Huizenga from Walker, Dan Lowers from Brockway, Jonathan Lindsay from Coldwater, McBroom from the western part of the UP, Eric Nesbitt, who's running for governor, Rick Outman from Six Lakes, Jim Runstead from White Lake, Lana Tice, and Roger Victory. Additionally, Otenga joined all of these Republicans in voting against Senate Bill 277. Generally speaking, the number of hunters and fishermen have gone down, and that's part of what's creating the problem for funding mechanisms, Lindsay said. I think only in government can somebody come to the conclusion that if we go ahead and tax an activity even more, somehow that's going to help solve the problem. Amazing. Democrat Cherry and Rhino Bumstead. Bottom of the Hour News. We'll be right back.